Blog Talk Radio.
You're listening to the CollegeToPro.com NFL Draft Blast.
Welcome back. You're listening to another episode of the C2P, and I'm your show host, Bo Marchand. As always, we appreciate you stopping by and joining us as we bring you the next collection of tomorrow's stars, and we bring them to you today here on the C2P platform. Earlier in the day, we had Southeast Missouri defensive back Mike Ford on. That's available if you want to go back and listen to it at iTunes, Blog Talk Radio. And we're going to have an upcoming guest from Western Kentucky, the Mr. Versatility, jack of all trades, offensive weapon. He can run, catch, pass, throw, return, punts, kicks, whatever thing you need. This kid will do it. It's Nakarius Fant. Hopefully we get him on. We had a slight change of schedule, so if we can't, but I see him calling in, so hopefully we can wrap this show up and let you guys know what this young man brings to the table. Nakarius, we appreciate you sharing your day with us. How's the day treating you so far?
It's going good, man. How you doing?
Oh, I'm doing great. We're excited to have you on. I mean, I was just telling the listeners out there, you were a very, 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 very versatile young man. You bring a lot to the table offensively. Back in the Pee Wee Pop Warner days, are you the guy scoring 5 or 6 touchdowns where parents want to check your birth certificate because you might be doing things that they just haven't seen before?
Actually, growing up, I played quarterback. I was actually a guy handing an offense on a touchdown, so I wouldn't say they were checking my birth certificate, but they were definitely asking who I was.
So that athleticism has been with you since a very young age. That's fair to say then, right?
Yes, sir.
Excellent stuff. And so kind of take us through the process. I mean, obviously a lot of positions, a lot of versatility. I mean, your college or your high school background, I mean, track, everything. I mean, you got very good speed. When you were coming out of high school, what schools were looking at you and how did you know Western Kentucky was going to be the best fit?
Well, I kind of cut my decision off a little earlier than usual. I made my decision after my junior year, and, you know, obviously there was, you know, almost everybody in the country who was recruiting me, but only offers that I had that were official was Illinois and Western Kentucky University at the time. I went to the Under Armour Combine, performed in that down forgot where it's held, performed in that, had went through that kind of on a unhealthy body, went through that camp, ran the 40 and didn't run as fast as, you know, I really slow actually, that probably would never run again in my life, but ran the 40 a little bit slower than others. I think teams kind of came off of that, and then it came down to basically Illinois, Western Kentucky University in that process, very stressful process, which I wanted to get over before. Just because of the fact that, you know, I wanted to be clear-minded going into my senior year. And Western Kentucky was, you know, in the city that I grew up in. So I knew picking WKU, Coach Jeff Brown being the head coach coming in, I knew it was going to be a great decision. And I knew that I was going to be a new start to something that was going on at Western Kentucky University. And when I made that commitment, you know, Jeff Brom, his offense, bringing the passing offense, attack, is going to be, you know, the best move for me. And, you know, that's one of my main reasons why I chose Western Kentucky University.
Awesome stuff. Once again, Nakarius Fant here on the C2P as we talk some NFL draft and find out what are some of the home run qualities this young man brings to the table, and why teams are going to be looking at him moving forward in this draft prospect or this process. For you, I mean, when do you kind of start getting the idea playing college football that, you know, what you're doing on Saturdays is going to be able to translate into the Sundays? Because you've played the game, you know as well as anybody, everybody has high expectations. Everybody wants to be in the position you're in, but not a lot of guys have the ability. When do you kind of get the sense that what you're doing is legit and these guys are going to take you seriously as a prospect?
First off, obviously, you know, you're thinking about the NFL, you know, as you're a little starting from Pee Wee League, like we talked about. You know, starting from there, you're like, man, one day I want to be on, you know, TV. One day I want to be playing in the NFL. So then you get to high school. You get to high school, you start coming in, you're getting recruited, you go to college. So now it's what college am I going to go to? Okay, so then you go to college, you start to play. You get deep into your years, and then it gets to, the end of your sophomore year, junior year, getting ready to start. And now things are, getting a little bit more into, NFL teams coming in, draft, scouts coming in, watching, your tape, watching practices. And now it's, in your mind, in your head now that, people are coming out, it's around the time to where, they're watching your every move, everything you're doing is, being watched. And now it's coming to, game situations to where, you're becoming a prospect. And, obviously my junior year kind of got set back a little bit, but with the injury halfway through the season, and had to make up for that my senior year. So I feel like I've done, a very good job with that my senior year. And it's in the hands of, them watching my tape.
Definitely. And tape's so critical. And, being healthy, playing the game, everything has to just be so perfect. And you kind of talked about it going through the high school process. You were a little banged up and you didn't run a 40. And, they sour on guys so quickly. And it's just a little bit of patience and, let this thing blossom. And you might find out what, you have there instead of trying to just, quickly dismissing things. For you, just talk about what you bring to, what you brought to the Western Kentucky offense, the Hilltoppers. They used you in so many ways. For you personally, though, going into a week in, week out type thing, what was the game plan? How did they want to use you and make you be the best weapon you could be?
With me, we like to do a lot of the little option routes. I was actually an extension to the running game that we had. We didn't have, nearly as good as running game. So with me, it was a lot of bubble screens off the runs, which is a run pass option, which, sometimes we weren't running the ball good. My quarterback, Mike White, would throw it out there on the bubble sometimes. I would catch and be extra extension to the game. And, we found that, quite useful because obviously I average around 10 yards a catch. So when I would catch bubble screens on first, second downs, that would be a good, 6 to 10 yards right there, and downs would be much easier to come across. But with me, it's option routes. It was me being able to, for instance, run a slant or run a quick out, reading the linebacker, reading his leverage that he has on me, reading a lot of defenses, and just using my quickness to to get in holes and open up windows for my quarterback.
Definitely, and I'm curious. With your versatility and kind of your open space athleticism, not in a cocky way, but you just kind of have the mindset that the first guy you're going to make miss no matter what?
More than always. I try to always. And I feel like I've done a great job of that this year. Even with coming off the knee injury, I feel like I came in this year with a, mindset that, I'm going to make it look like, I never got hurt in the first place.
Definitely.
And, as you've seen through my senior year, you'd see with numbers, which, just watching me cutting off of it, that, I had confidence, coming into the season that, I was good to go and, I was ready to show what I had.
Definitely. And a couple days ago, you guys were victorious in the Cure Bowl. What was it like playing your last game?
Actually, we weren't victorious in that game. We actually lost to Georgia State.
Yeah, they beat you 27-17. I'm sorry about that. But, yeah, I was thinking, What was it like, though, just playing that last game?
It was good. Obviously, being able to play that last game and, be playing the postseason, it's hard to get there, first of all. And, second of all, playing in Florida, being able to play in, a state like Florida and Orlando is even more, of a blessing with the good weather. But, it's kind of sad a little bit being able – not be able to play with those guys anymore and be able to play with the guys that I spent 4 years with and drew, great relationships with, and obviously my quarterback who transferred there and who I had a good connection with, Mike White. But, it's kind of sad, but you know, hopefully there's you know, more opportunities out there, and you know, it's time to get to work and hopefully start a new journey.
Awesome stuff. Once again, Nicarious Fant here on the C2P, talking a little NFL draft to find out what this young man brings to the table. And you never know, he could be playing for your favorite NFL team come next season. And like I said, it goes by so quickly. I mean, once these bowl games wrap up, these young men are going to be in facilities doing combine training, combine pro days, private workouts, and then it leads up to the draft. And away we go to rookie camps, training camp, and then off to the regular season. It's a very, very quick process, and it's a whirlwind, I think, for these guys to go through. Do you kind of have any of the future set out already? I mean, do you have an idea where you're going to be training? Are you going to stay on campus? Are you going to go away? How are you going to kind of tackle getting in the best shape possible?
No, I'm actually finishing my process with I'm actually finishing my process into meeting with an agent and finishing all that deal. But here soon it'll be, you know, I'm all taken care of, and I'll have that all figured out here soon.
Nice. Is that kind of a surreal thing? I mean, who knows? I mean, you're on campus. Maybe you're walking to class. The phone rings. You don't identify with the area code or the number, and you answer it, and there's somebody on the other side of the line saying, hey, I'm so-and-so, and I want to represent you. I'm sure you had plenty of calls, but what was it like when you start getting those first calls, knowing that guys think you're that good where they want to represent you?
You know, it feels good being an athlete because, like I said, your whole life you're working to become an NFL prospect, to become, you know, one of those who are playing on national TV and National Football League. And, you know, to have, you know, people calling you, want to, you know, work for you and be an agent for you, there's no better feeling than, you know, somebody calling you and being like, hey, we think you're this and that. But there's a lot that goes into it that comes obviously with a lot of trust that you have to put into the person who you want to, you know, basically work for you. Comes a lot of trust. It becomes a lot of, you know, relationship, because this is the person really that you're going to be depending on, and who's going to be doing a lot of work for you. So, you know, when you make that decision, you want to pick the person that's going to work the hardest for you. And, you know, it's about the same thing. About the same thing as, you know, picking your college you want to go to, but a little bit more, you know, in depth when it comes to the situation. But it's all about trust. It's all about who you're comfortable with, who you think is going to work the hardest for you.
Definitely. And I tell you what, man, you sound very grounded. I mean, you seem very mature. You seem like you got a firm grasp on where you want to go, what you need to do. I mean, that's a good place to be right now. I mean, it definitely, especially with so much going to go on, it's good to have that foundation and that calmness and kind of, you know, to attack this thing. I ask all the guys to come on this show, I mean, what are the home run qualities that you have? I mean, if you're in the film room with some scouts and they're breaking down tape of you, I mean, what do you think is going to pop off the film where they're going to say, man, we have to have this kid?
When you watch a player like me, I'm not a player that you watch my film and you're not going to just be, you know, actually just necessarily blown away with what I do in the game. But the thing is that you're going to find with me and what is going to really help me out is getting in meeting rooms with coaches. You're going to find that I'm going to be one of the smartest football players on the field. Have a very high IQ when it comes to football. You know, when it comes to reading defenses, you're going to find that I'm very smart with being in that slot position. You're going to find that I'm a player that knows how to read defenses, which goes a long way, but also, you know, knows how to get myself open. Like I said, I don't run the fastest for it. I'm not the fastest, and I'm not the slowest, but I will be one of the quickest. I know how to get open, and my hands are, you know, very verified. So I feel like I got a good catch radius. I got a good head on my shoulders when it comes to, you know, knowing defenses, reading defenses, and being one of the smartest on the field. And just my awareness and, you know, just being a football player. And with all that coming, I have athletic ability to be able to, you know, do what I do when it comes to Saturdays and hopefully Sundays.
Oh, man, I tell you what, Carrie, that's a fantastic response. We've been doing shows a long time, and I think that was one of the best, most legit responses I've ever had. I think when you get your opportunity to sit down with the teams, they're gonna welcome that kind of personality. And, you know, right before you answered that question, I said you seem like a kid that's really got your head on straight, and you kind of come across, and you talk about, you know, IQ and awareness on the field. I mean, I think you're aware, and you got smart IQ off the field as well. I mean, it's a It's a good thing to have in what you're doing. Anybody at that next level where you look at that guy and you say, hey, what I kind of do, that's what I kind of think I can be in terms of just physical ability?
I have a cousin in the NFL right now, George Fant, who plays left tackle for the Seattle Seahawks. Obviously, towards ACL last season. So I've been watching him a lot. But, guys I like to watch is guys in my position, guys who I can kind of relate to. So when I come to watching receivers, watching, specialists, I like watching guys like Doug Baldwin, guys that many people aren't going to, just be like, hey, this guy's a superstar in the NFL. But a guy who does what he needs to do for his team and a guy who's, fit for his team and is a leader and is one of those slot guys who is shifty, not the fastest, but gets open. And you always are like, dang, can somebody guard this man? Guys like Doug Baldwin, guys like Randall Cobb, I like guys like that. He played at Kentucky. I watched him growing up, actually, and just what he does to be able to throw the ball, to be able to return punts, kicks, receive the ball, line up in the backfield, be a leader is, a lot of the things that I do or done this past season as far as throwing passes, rushing, turning kicks, and catching the ball. So when it comes to receivers, I would say guys like Randall Cobb, guys like Doug Baldwin, guys like that who I love watching the slot position, guys that were, not necessarily the fastest, but guys who you always see get open on a regular basis.
Awesome. That's another great explanation. And we had George on the show when he went through the process. And I remember we were excited to get on because, people are not familiar with him. No football, basketball guy. And when I saw the name, the last name, I was like, I wonder if these guys are related, especially with, the Western Kentucky connection. And lo and behold, you guys are related. That's good stuff. You guys got a good DNA in the family for both you guys to be where you're at athletically. Hey, man, before we wrap things up, though, we always like to throw a couple lighthearted questions your way. You ready to take a shot with those?
Let's hear them.
All right. Now, Coach Sanford, he took over this year. Does anybody do a great impersonation of Coach Sanford? And if they do, would they do it in front of him?
I would say definitely my quarterback. We actually did a little raised event, and we had some players actually acting like the coaches. And the quarterback, Mike White, he does a good job, putting on the – coaching jacket and the visor and, kind of playing that role of Coach Sanford a little bit and being funny with it. But, definitely my quarterback.
Awesome, awesome stuff. And how about female celebrities? If you could take anyone out for a quick bite to eat, who are you going to have join you for dinner?
Female celebrities. Whoa, that's a broad of them. So we're doing it right now, my age right now, or if I were their age, or what is this?
Hey, you're going to dinner. You have your selection. You're going to call somebody up and say, hey, we're going to meet such and such restaurant, and so it's your call. This is your show. You do whatever you want.
If she wasn't taken right now, it'd definitely be, somebody like a Beyonce or a Rihanna, somebody like that who's, obviously very attractive, very beautiful, and, somebody who has a good head on the shoulders, very successful, obviously. Somebody who does a great job outside of their work of being, just an artist, but growing in the world.
Definitely. I can't believe, I shouldn't say I can't believe, but it's because it's Beyonce and Rihanna. We take up all the numbers, we tally up the votes, and the last show we do before the draft, we find out who the winner is, who got the most votes out of the female celebrity question. Beyonce's always one, Rihanna's number two always, and it's just funny that you kind of put them in that order, and those are the two ladies' names that come up the most. The final question for you, man, before we let you go, I think this is the question you guys put the most thought into out of these goofy ones. The cleats, the spikes that you wear on your feet, if you could have anything painted or any kind of theme or idea sprayed on those, what would the theme be? What would the idea that you'd want on there?
Right now, it would definitely, besides my grandmother passing away and having a little, maybe a, tribute cleat to her or whatever, what I was actually going to do, didn't really get the opportunity to do, was going to be Martin Luther King Clicks with the I Have a Dream speech on it, you know, just because of, you know, you see a lot going on in this world, and you see a lot going on with, you know, the race and people being treated unfairly and, you know, all that stuff. And, I mean, there wouldn't be a better person to, you know, do that in the situation which Martin Luther King is week is coming up. And, you know, there's going to be a lot of events for that. Actually, I'm going to an event for that. But, you know, if I really want to do something like that, it'd be Martin Luther King, you know, tribute cliques.
Nice, man. Man, I tell you what, man, you're a fabulous young man. You definitely got your mind set in the right place. Like I said, scouts are going to love talking with you. They're going to walk away really, I think, pleased with knowing the character of you and the mindset. I mean, you definitely got this thing going in the right direction. And then, obviously, you got a great skill set, too. Hey, we appreciate your time today, man. I can't wait to see you do bigger and better things. We like to say stay humble, stay hungry, be blessed, and it's that time of year. So Merry Christmas to you and the family, and we appreciate you coming on the C2P.
Yes, sir. I appreciate it. Thank you for having me.
No problem at all. That is Nakarius Fant, the standout receiver, / running back, / quarterback. He's thrown the ball, / punt returner, / kick returner. This guy, he really gets after it in so many variables offensively, and that's going to be the hallmark of what scouts love about him as we go through this process. Again, if you want more of him, you can check him out at iTunes, Blog Talk Radio, and then we'll be featuring his bio as well at collegeyourpro.com. As always, we appreciate you listening to the C2P.
This has been a CollegeToPro.com exclusive.